the Lord had put on my heart to start this morning by contemplating the 100th song. And after I prepared this for this morning, we all get Polly's emails regarding November, you know, announcements and things that are going on here in the meeting. And she always puts a verse at the end of her updates. And wouldn't you know that she chose the 100th Psalm? You think that's a coincidence? You know, this month of November, we always celebrate Thanksgiving in the United States. And so the Lord had put on my heart, let's talk about being thankful and what being thankful looks like, what it means, and how important it is to be thankful. So if you're already in the 100th Psalm, it's only a short little psalm, five verses to be exact. The psalmist wrote, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations." Isn't that a sweet way to start your day? All of our praise and thanksgiving is to be unto the Lord and only unto him. For he is the great I am, and he is the only one that is worthy of our praise. When we sing songs of thanksgiving unto the Lord from the depths of our hearts, not just reciting words, but really out of your heart, make a joyful noise unto the Lord and serve him with gladness. Aren't you happy when you serve the Lord, when you are in his bosom, when you're in his grace, when you know that he loves you? Doesn't that just bring a joy to your heart? I hope it does. You know, and he made you. You're not here by coincidence. You're not an accident. He made you. And I don't have any scripture to back this up at all, but I just sometimes look and think, you know, he didn't have to make me. He didn't have to create me. He didn't have to give me life to put me here, but he did. And I think it was only for one reason: love. Perhaps the heavens just couldn't contain the love that he has, so he had to make us. We owe everything to him. We owe everything, every fiber of our being, every thought that enters our mind. We owe everything to him. We thank him for the things he has blessed us with, the things that he has withheld from us, and the things that he has even kept you from. Amen? It's a privilege. It's an honor to praise him, to give him the glory. Praise him with thanksgiving. I've told you before about my aunt who passed away at 103. So why are you so happy all the time? Well, I get up in the morning, I pray, I thank the Lord. And when I go to bed at night, I thank the Lord. It can be so simple to start and end your day with thanksgiving and prayer. I mean, how sweet is that? Thankfulness to God begins with believing, with having faith in him, studying the word, knowing him, knowing how much he loves you. Now, we live in this temporal world. We live in this world of materialism and all kinds of things. And one of the saddest things that I see, and maybe you do too, is sometimes the world presents to us, to everyone, you know, this notion of worshiping yourself. putting yourself first. And you see it all the time. And it's really sad. But isn't it refreshing when you see maybe somebody on television who has maybe accomplished something? Well, I just thank the Lord. And just that person gives the Lord honor and thankfulness. And that just inspires me. It tells me so much that we can't do anything without Him. Nor do we want to do anything without Him. Precious hearts, we're not to conform ourselves to this world. Yes, we live in it. We do. But we're not to conform ourselves to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Turn over to Colossians 3, and I just love this little portion of Scripture in the third chapter, starting in the 12th verse. Here's Paul is encouraging these saints in Corinth. He says, put on therefore as the elect of God, which you are, you're the elect of God, holy and beloved. Wow, I'm holy and beloved. Put on bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity. That word charity means love. Above all the things that he had just mentioned, put on love, which is the bond of perfectness. Isn't it love that brought us together, that brings us together? I mean, you look around. There's nothing that we have in common in the natural whatsoever. But in Christ, we have in common all things, for all things are His. And finally, he says, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. I just love this little portion of Scripture. To me, it's so encouraging. You know, at the end of the month, we, if the Lord tarry, we'll celebrate Thanksgiving in this country, and I'm sure you'll have some gatherings with your family and perhaps friends. And I just always look back on a Thanksgiving we had about 11 years ago, where we had about 16 people over at our house, and they were all family, and just spontaneously, somebody after the meal said, you know, let's maybe go around the table and, if you're led, tell us what you're thankful for. And we gave each other testimony that lasted over an hour. Be thankful. That was the most memorable Thanksgiving I've ever had, because it spoke to my heart, and I could see in all my family members' faces and their tears that they were thankful to the Lord. That's Thanksgiving. It's beyond the turkey and the, you know, the meals and things. It's being thankful. But we can be that way every single day, and we should be. Matthew 12:20. I thought about that verse because my testimony was being thankful that the Lord had raised Lauren. I mean, you were here. A lot of you were here. You sent cards and flowers. You visited with us. And you knew that there were a couple of times where I said, well, if Lord, if it's your will to take her home, then take her home. But he answered my prayer. That's what I was most thankful for. That he saved my child, my daughter. And you look at her today. A bruised reed he shall not break, and a smoking flax he shall not quench, till he send forth judgment unto victory. You're victors. You've already won. Praise the Lord. You know, as we continue to walk this life of faith and to run this race to win Christ and grow in grace, We will learn more about the Lord and his goodness toward us every single day. One of the many things which I have learned is that the things of this world, the things that the world tells you are important and the things that you need to strive for and try and achieve and try and buy, and they feed you with a lot of stuff. But at the end of the day, you know what? None of that stuff matters. Not one thing. It doesn't. Thank the Lord. Because we are looking for one thing, and it's nothing this world can offer you. We're looking for our bridegroom to come. And aren't you thankful that you know that?
Amen.
I encourage you every day, every morning, every evening, before you go to bed, every morning when before your feet hit the floor, just take a minute to thank the Lord. It'll make such a difference in your life. Just thank the Lord for saving my soul. Thanks the Lord for making me whole. Beyond salvation, there's so much more to be thankful for. Well, God bless you this morning.